In addition to revealing truths about God through special and general revelation, the Holy Spirit helps individuals understand God's revelation by providing illumination and inward leading. Illumination is essentially when the Spirit enlightens our intellect. But how does this work? How does illumination affect our understanding of God's revelation?
One of the very precious and important ministries of the Holy Spirit is the ministry of illumination. The great theologian John Calvin described illumination in a way that I think has stood up very well over time. He said, imagine that you have a book open before you, and it's a dark room, and you're looking at the page and you cannot make out the print. But over your shoulder comes a spotlight, and it shines on the page, and then it bounces back into your eyes, and so you can see and understand clearly. That light over the shoulder, enlightening the text of Scripture, so that your mind is opened and to deeply understand not just what it's saying, but how it may apply to your life today. This is the illuminating work of the Holy Spirit. And it's a wonderful combination, you see. The Holy Spirit, who inspired the original composition of the Scriptures, is now actively present in the present tense, enabling your mind to apprehend the meaning that was originally implanted there just for you. If we approach the Scriptures without dependence upon this vital ministry of the Holy Spirit, there's a good chance our sinful minds will be blinded to its deep meaning. There's a good chance that our capacity for rationalization and bias and willful rejection of truth that might cost us something will keep us from really seeing in that spiritual sense.
When we read the Scriptures, we can read them as secular people. We can study the Scriptures intensely, academically, using all the scholarly tools, and all of that is enormously helpful and valuable. We should study the Scriptures with our minds. We should employ the scholarly tools that are out there that assist us to understand the Scriptures. But every seminary student can tell you, or Bible school student, or ordinary Christian, that such study without the illumination of the Holy Spirit finally doesn't touch the soul. So we as believers, we also need the Holy Spirit to take that word and to seal it home to our hearts. I know I've had the experience of reading the Bible and coming away without having met God. I think we meet God particularly when the Holy Spirit illumines His Word to us so that we see Christ, we savor Christ, we sense our sin, we confess our sins before Him. So I think a very helpful thing to do as we read and study the Scriptures academically is to pray. We pray to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to illumine us. We pray that the Word will be open to us, because we've all had the experience of reading and that doesn't happen. So we ask the Spirit to help us.